Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me once again, we'll talk to her just about every week leading up to the big distribution from Iosco County Coats for Kids, June Percy. How are you today, June?
Couldn't be better, thank you, Kevin.
Glad to have you on once again. Well, we're going to talk about some donations you've been getting, including we'll start with a nice grant you received.
Well, we received, you know, most of the grants that come in off of Coats, but occasionally we get a few odd ones that are not. And we got one from the Iosco Community Foundation for $500 for the express purpose of buying gloves. Now, you know those Thinsulate gloves are rather expensive normally.
Yes.
If you see them in the stores.
Sure.
Well, we found a wholesaler down south, and he sells them wholesale for about $4 a pair, something like that, $4.50. But for a nonprofit, he gives them to you for 50% off. So we managed to scoop up over 200 pairs
wow.
of Thinsulate gloves, and they're about $2 a pair.
Wow.
And, you know, by the time he puts postage, that's...
Sure.
So we're set. We've got a nice load of gloves, and then, of course, not enough for 1,300 coats.
Right.
So the Baptist Church called, and their missions group wants to donate gloves and hats and also socks. And, you know, a lot of these families are in need of socks. So hand in hand, these go pretty well together.
Boy, no doubt.
With school distributions coming up and the gift house, we should be in good shape this year.
Boy, it sure sounds like it, but we don't want to deter from people dropping coats and gloves and mittens and hats into all those boxes out there also.
Oh, no. We depend on those.
Exactly. So find a box and make a donation. Now, there's something else you're looking for. Is that right? Are you looking for shoes?
Well, yes. Actually, we had a call yesterday from the secretary at Clara Bolin Elementary School in Tawas. And they like to keep a supply of shoes on hand for children in need. And they have some girls' shoes. They have no boys' shoes.
Hmm.
So she was looking to see if we could help her with children's shoes from size 12 through 6. And unfortunately, we don't have any on hand. But if anybody out there has some good, you know, some children's shoes that have some good wear left in them, you could drop them off at Clara Bolin School or into our boxes, and we will deliver them to them, and they would be very grateful.
Super. All right. So help out that way, too. And then, you know, we've been talking about donations. Another way you guys receive money is through an event we're both going to be at this coming Friday morning as we kick off the Tawas Whittemore Hale United Fund Drive.
Well, that's right, yeah. I understand it's the United Fun kickoff and the United Way kickoff in Oscoda.
Right.
You know, both of them support us very, very well. The those quarterly checks that come in, you know, they're our bread and butter.
Yes, indeed. So we'll be out there from 7 to 10 Friday morning. And I know you've been out there in the past with me, and I'll look forward to seeing you. Hopefully, the weather stays nice enough for being out there. But no matter, we will be out there to talk to you guys, and we're going to talk to a lot of the other organizations that are going to be part of that United Fund Drive.
Yes. Yes, we will be there.
Yes.
Hopefully, people will stop by and see us there.
I hope so. Of course, and make a donation to help out to many organizations through the Tawas Whittemore Hale United Fund Drive. And, of course, as you mentioned, the United Way also to help out those organizations and Iosco County Coats for Kids. Now, June, if they want to find a box location, your Facebook page is the best way to go, isn't it?
I think so, yes. They're all around Tawas and Oscoda, and there's even one in Hale at St. Pius Church. But if you go onto Facebook, you can find the whole list there.
That's right. Or if they want more information or would like to make a cash donation or something like that, would they do that right at the church, or how do they do that?
You know, Grace Lutheran Church in East Tawas is like our sanctuary. You know, they handle all our office work for us. And you can send them there, 401 Main Street, a care of the church, or you can drop it off, or you could phone them. Their number is 362-5371.
Very good. June Percy from Iosco County Coats for Kids. Well, June, I'll be talking to you again very soon, and I'll be seeing you this Friday morning.
Yes, I look forward to it, Kevin.